For a donor egg or frozen embryo transfer cycle, the uterine lining is built entirely with external hormones. There's no active ovulation or retrieval cycle driving the timing naturally. That makes preparation a more deliberate, step-by-step process. It moves through three stages: suppression, estrogen stimulation, and progesterone support. The suppression stage quiets natural hormone production to establish a controlled baseline and prevent unexpected ovulation before the transfer. This is typically done with oral contraceptive pills, OCPs, and/or a GnRH agonist. OCPs can cause mild side effects: irregular bleeding, headaches, breast tenderness, mood changes, or nausea. Blood clots are rare but possible, and your care team will review personal risk factors before prescribing. GnRH agonists suppress the pituitary gland after a few days of continuous use. During suppression, brief menopausal-like symptoms, hot flashes, headaches, muscle aches, or mood changes are possible. No long-term side effects from suppression have been identified. Once suppression is confirmed through a baseline ultrasound and blood hormone panel, estrogen is introduced. Estrogen drives endometrial growth, thickening the uterine lining until it reaches the right depth and texture to support implantation of an embryo. It can be taken orally, as a skin patch, vaginally, or by injection. Estrogen is generally well tolerated. The most common side effects are headaches and nausea. Local reactions at the application site are possible, and in rare cases, there is a small increase in the risk of blood clots. Your care team will review personal risk factors before prescribing. A follow-up ultrasound and blood test are performed to confirm the lining and hormone levels have reached target levels. At that point, progesterone is added. Progesterone matures the lining and makes it receptive to implantation. It can be taken as a vaginal suppository, intramuscular injection, or oral pill. The intramuscular injection, while highly effective, can be delivered through oil deposits that can be tender or sore. And roughly 1 in 100 people develop a mild skin reaction at the injection site. If redness and pain increase, switching to a different form of progesterone is possible. Your care team will direct you towards ample educational resources to make sure you have all the information you need to administer your medications correctly and will be available for any questions you may have. If unexpected ovulation occurs despite adequate medication, the cycle will be canceled and your care team will walk through next steps for a new treatment cycle. If everything progresses as planned, the embryo transfer will be scheduled once the lining is ready and progesterone has been administered.